The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him. For they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. It is great to see so many of you this morning as you prepare to join the Walk for Life with thousands of people who descend upon San Francisco. And it's a great way to, as we do that in that city, as we joined yesterday the March for Life at our nation's capital, where tens of thousands of more of our brothers and sisters who are witnessing to the beauty of life. One of the most contentious issues, of course, as we all know, is this abortion debate. Why is it so important for us? Why I'm so glad to see so many of you going to spend practically all day, and here at the parish we'll have all day adoration until the evening mass so we can join you in prayer. Let's go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Stamp this verse into your heart. As Catholics, we should always have Bible verses ready at the forefront of our minds, having the word always in our imaginations. And one of these, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, is one of the foundational principles of our entire civilization. That you and I are created in God's image and likeness. Every single human being, from the moment of their conception, created in God's image and likeness, therefore is afforded inherent eternal dignity. Well, what is part of this being created in God's image and likeness? Is it simply being alive? Is it simply our intellects? Is it our ability to reason, to choose right and wrong? Yes, that's part of it. But have you ever wondered what is unique about the human person? And in fact, it is this quality that the demons loathe. Because the battle of abortion is ultimately a spiritual one. It is a spiritual one. Every single human being created in God's image and likeness. Is I notice this about the human person. You and I have the ability to create life. Do you realize that? You and I, when a man and a woman, when husband and wife in the proper order, when they engage in that intimate act, we have the ability to create and to participate in God's creation of an eternal soul. Again, we just say that, but let's pause for a moment and ponder what that means. Every time a child is conceived, a radical new human being that will never or ever now comes into existence. We have the ability to participate in God's greatest act of creation. Life. And in this beautiful act of creation, is it then any wonder that the opposing side mocks it? You see, the demons know that they cannot hurt God. They cannot destroy him, no matter as much as they seethe with anger and hatred. And so what did they do? They attack life at its most vulnerable. And if you notice this as well, the parallel is striking. As Catholics, what is the greatest part of our faith? What is the most important? What is the source and summit, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church? It's right here, the Holy Eucharist. We're in a few moments, and you hear this. Well, I'll take the bread and I'll consecrate it, and we will repeat the words of Jesus Christ. This is my body given up for you. What is the opposing side rallying cry who support abortion? Again, it's not by accident. It's a direct mockery of the Lord's words at the Holy Eucharist. What is the opposing side will always say, those who support abortion? You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell a woman what to do. Why? This is my body. Do you see the direct mocking of the Lord's words? And the demons always, it's always a direct inverse of the Lord. That's not by accident. That is why we march for life and we walk for life. Why? It is because we love every single human being whom Jesus offered his life for. So as you go forward and you will walk for life, it's only the beginning. Because part of the Christian life is witnessing to the beauty of every single human being created in God's image and likeness.